Inside the Huddle with Jamie Blacker, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm. And now, here's Jamie.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Glad you joined us again this week. Got another good show put together. A little bit different this week. Spring break's going on for most of the county schools. It's going to be hard to get with all the coaches, but we'll start with spring sports again next week. But we do have some people on the show today that we haven't talked to in a long time. And first up will be Jason Haight at 9 o'clock. He's a former girls basketball coach at Clinton Prairie. At 9:15, we'll have KC Woods, who was a former football coach at Clinton Prairie as well, and has traveled to Ohio for coaching and has a new job in Florida. And we're going to talk about that and excited for his career. At 9:30, new coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers for Brian Craig. He'll be the new softball coach. And then at 9:45, Raymond Jones, the athletic director at Clinton Central. But first on the line, we have Jason Haight with us. Hey, Coach, I'll call you Coach Haight during this whole interview, if that's okay, because that's how I know you.
Hey, that's just fine. I'm just super excited that you're having me on today. Thanks, Jamie.
Hey, it's been a few years since I talked to you. I try to keep up with you on social media here and there. If the people are trying to remember who you are, Coach Haight was at Clinton Prairie. He started with the Gophers in the 2007-2008 season, and his last year with the Gophers was 2014 to 2015, but I think he has a very important role that he played back for Clinton Prairie that's still standing today as he started the Clinton Prairie Developmental League and has really propelled the Gophers over the year. But first, let's catch up with you, Coach. Where are you coaching at now, and tell a little bit about where you've been since we had you here at Clinton Prairie.
Wow, well, it's been a whirlwind. You know, anytime I get a chance to talk about Clinton Prairie days, it's a lot of fun for me. It's still a special place for me to talk about where I got started. And so now I'm back in Michigan. It's where I grew up. I spent 12 years there at Clinton Prairie, and I believe I'm in my 17th, 18th year of education. So I'm at Portland High School. It's about the size of a 3A school, if you want to compare it to Indiana schools. But I've been there. I just completed my seventh year coaching there for the Portland girls basketball team. My wife and I both work at Portland. My two kids, fourth grader and a sixth grader, and we're about 30 miles from where I grew up. So it's a good spot for us. Everything worked out pretty well, and I was very fortunate to have had that experience at Clinton Prairie.
Hey, it's great to have you on the show this morning, Coach. Let's go back all the way to that 2007-2008 season for Clinton Prairie. You were replacing a longtime coach, Coach Connie Garrett. The Gophers had a lot of success, even a state title in there in the late 90s. Was just coming out of a couple years before you started coaching a semi-state run. But the Gophers were on a downward slide. That first year, you guys finished 2-19. But as you look over your record from there to 2014-2015 season, you guys just kept improving and building, and it was part of the process. And can you talk a little bit about those days and, you know, getting the program kind of turned around and headed in the right direction?
Yeah, well, you know, when I took the job, I really didn't think I was qualified for the job, which is the funny thing. Following Coach Garrett, I had no business following Coach Garrett at the time, to be honest with you, but she was very supportive, and her and Bobby Smith both talked to me multiple times. I was a teacher at the time. I was a phys ed teacher, and they both really saw something in me. They wanted me to, and really the only experience I had, I was a JV. Obviously, I played in high school. I was a JV boys coach, and when I finally decided to do it, I knew the numbers were down. I knew the talent was down at the time, but the kids we had were tough kids. And so I knew if I was going to do this for the long run that we had to make some type of change. And at the time that I was hired, we had this brand new facility being built, obviously that you see to this day. And there wasn't really a lot for the youth in the area. There was, you know, Lafayette didn't have much. If we wanted to do anything with the youth, we had to travel to Indianapolis. So I knew first and foremost, if we were going to make this thing work for the long haul, I needed to do something in the youth program. So we developed the Clinton Prairie Developmental League. I couldn't have done it without the help of the area coaches. I remember having a meeting, contacted every single coach in the area, and we met at Clinton Prairie, and you know, anywhere from 12 to 14 head coaches got together and just came up with a plan. And I knew if we had this thing at Clinton Prairie, it would really benefit our kids. We would have no travel. I thought it would really drive the numbers up. From there, I just, you know, I got with people like yourself, Rick Martin, guys that were really invested in the youth program. Roger Hanna was another one. I'm getting those parents that could really drive this thing. And we just focused in on the youth, knowing that we'd take our lumps right away, and just built it from there. And it sounds like it's still going strong, so very, very proud that that's going. It was just an awesome time for me and my family, and got me to where I am today.
Well, I know back at that time frame, you spent a lot of hours at Clinton Prairie on Sunday afternoon. If people don't exactly know what we're talking about, it's the Clinton Prairie Developmental League. It started in the fall of 2008 by you as the high school girls basketball coach at Clinton Prairie, and it was played on Sunday afternoons, and basically third graders through eighth grade played multiple games each Sunday afternoon. I think as many as 40 to 50 basketball games were played there on Sunday afternoons. It just finished its 15th year. It's going really strong. Just to give you an idea, we got teams in there now, Coach, and a lot of those grades, Northwestern, Western, West Lafayette, Harrison, Tipton, Eastern, Sheridan, a lot of those schools that play in the Hoosier Heartland, in the Hoosier Conference, Lafayette Central Catholic, even Lafayette Jeff's over here playing now. Carroll's been very strong throughout those years. Rossville's been there a lot of years. And be quite honest, and I've been on this show for a couple years now, the teams that don't play in that, it shows at varsity level. It's just, in my mind, it's something that gets the girls going in mid-October. And if with Clinton Prairie having that field house, to be able to practice a couple nights a week all the way through March, it's the longest season for the girls at Clinton Prairie. And if you look at the high school records at Clinton Prairie right now, I think you can just really see the benefits.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt with the facilities that Clinton Prairie has, with the support they have from the community members, from the administration. I know the administration's changed over, but I'm sure they support the program fairly well. You got to have support like that. You got to have good people that can make that thing run. You talk about Sundays. Boy, every single Sunday we were up there from 8 a.m. to sometimes 8 at night. I had multiple families up there helping. You know, the Stockburgers were up there helping me, cleaning up, cleaning out trash, you name it. There's a lot of families that help, but you can't do something like that without support of the community. And it was just absolutely amazing what Clinton Prairie was able to do at that time.
Well, you've been gone from the Gophers for 8 years, and if you look at John Harrell, in the last eight seasons at varsity level, Clinton Prairie is 143-50. They've won 75% of their games. They're 20th in the state as a program for the amount of wins. In the last six seasons, they've won 112-33, and I think it all started that developmental program. This 2017 class, which have been Kinsey Martin, Mika Reese, and those girls there, they were in fourth grade when they started. They were playing for a sectional title their senior year with Coach Johnson. Then right up through the Tatum Nash years through, Tatum Neal years, and then Katie Blacker, Emma McKinney, and those girls in those years, they won 50. They were 57-14. They got a lot of benefit from it. And then Tinley Neal, who probably played in it as long as anybody, in her class, in those girls actually won a couple sectionals and competed for a regional title. And I don't think that would have happened if you hadn't started that developmental league. So I think a lot of credit goes back to you, Coach.
Well, all those names, wow, those kids were so young when I started. I still remember every single one of them. And I still remember talking to Bobby Smith when I got this thing going, and who was the AD at the time. And he said, you may not see it now, but in 10 to 15 to 20 years from now, this is really going to pay off, you know, what you're doing. And I knew I wasn't sure if I was going to be there that long. It was, you know, with the pull of going back to Michigan with family was always pretty strong. It was always a really, really hard decision to think about leaving there. But I'm just glad that, I helped in some way, shape, or form to build that program and to continue that thing going.
Before we talk about where you're at now and the success you've had in Michigan, the new coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers is Cale Morris. I believe Cale was in high school when you were there, Coach.
Yeah, he was in my PE classes. He was probably the second best shooter in the class behind me.
Okay, I'll make sure he hears that.
Yeah, no, I had him in class quite a few times. Know his parents very well. Great kid. I'm sure he's going to do an amazing job. So when I saw his name come across the board as the next head coach, I was super excited for him. I actually sent him a text and congratulated him. So, I'm just excited for him.
And you're not the only coach at Clinton Prairie from that time frame. If you start looking back, even in the boys' basketball program or in football, we've had a lot of coaches start at Clinton Prairie, get their feet wet, make a name for themselves and with good kids out there, and then you move on because everybody wants to better themselves. And as you move on and go to bigger programs, there's always more money. You left here and went to Avon, was there for a year stint, and then moved up to Portland. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, getting the Portland program, which has been very strong, and I think maybe even won a state title, or you've been competing for state titles at 3A basketball, which compares to what the area in Indiana would be like?
Yeah, you know, I went to Portland, and it was a program, you know, very similar to what I walked into at Clinton Prairie. Very, very strong basketball tradition. I've been there 7 years. We've won five districts, which is the equivalent of a sectional in Indiana. So we've won five districts in 7 years. We've won two regional championships. Went to the quarterfinal and won a state championship. So we have a very young team this year, and we just won a district again. So we had five freshmen up on varsity, and we've got a really strong eighth grade class coming. So looking forward to continuing that. And then it's crazy to say that my daughter's coming up. She's a sixth grader. Some people that may be listening may have saw her crawling around on the gym floor during practice time when I was at Clinton Prairie. But now she's a sixth grader and really loves basketball, my fourth grader as well. So I'm looking forward to continuing what we've been doing at Portland, and it's been a fun ride, really. But, you know, honestly, I none of it would have happened without Clinton Prairie. I had such good support, such good mentors there. It was the best thing that ever happened to me to get away from home and learn from some people that I had never come across from before, and really kind of found myself there and gained a lot of confidence, and now we're rolling up in Michigan. So it's been a fun ride.
Your sixth grader you're talking about is Kennedy, and you sent me some video there a few weeks ago when I was texting back and forth with you, and I showed several people at Clinton Prairie, and they're like, oh my, look at her. Like you said, she was, you know, being carried around by, you know, I had a senior playing in there in the 2016-17, you know, class, and when they were younger, helping you guys be water girls, and was always, you know, always around those girls. But I showed them the video, and they're like, man, that girl's a ball player. So being the sixth grade coach at Clinton Prairie right now, I'm not sure I want to match up with the Portland group. They look pretty good.
Yeah, we got a pretty good little group. She's a nice little player. She's got a way better left hand than I ever did already. So, it's going to be fun to watch her progress and continue on through the years with that whole group. So, looking forward to it.
Do you have her as a Michigan State fan already, or where you at stand on that? Okay.
Well, of course she's a Michigan State fan. Although she might be a Caitlin Clark fan now after watching that game last night.
Man, wasn't that something?
Yeah, she's something special.
That was some really good ball games last night. But, Coach, it's been great to have you on here this morning. Not only were you a basketball coach, Clinton Prairie, you did a little football out there. Our next guy we have on is Casey Woods. I think he started the year after you left, I believe, and kind of filled in as PE teacher. So kind of reminiscing with old Clinton Prairie coaches today while we fill in. But I know you're on spring break, but I'm glad you took time to call us this morning.
No, I appreciate you having me on. And Casey, actually, I was on the interview committee when he was hired. I knew he was going to do an awesome job, so I'm glad to see that he's doing really well. So tell him hello for me. I'm on spring break with my kids. We're having a great time, and thank you for taking the time to have me on. I always love talking about the old Clinton Prairie days.
Awesome. Great to hear from you. We've been talking with Jason Hayde, the former Clinton Prairie girls basketball coach. He's been gone for 8 seasons. He's up in Portland, Michigan right now, having a lot of success. Won a state title a few years ago. Thanks for being on this morning, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll have KC Woods, former football coach at Clinton Prairie, and Danville, who's now over in Ohio and getting ready to move to Florida. He'll be up next.